Let it off, Black Uhuru. Let me tell you a little story about these guys. When I had moved here from Bozeman, Montana in 1986 to go to university, I was living in the dorms up there and met a friend who was into these new things called CDs. So CDs had only been out about 1 or 2 years. He was this Jewish kid from Baltimore and he had this incredible import CD collection. And when I had moved here, I was kind of mid-80s, wasn't the best time for rock music for me. So the Clash had fallen away. Some of the punk stuff was still going, but I didn't know if I wanted to kind of spend my student loan money because I had a CD player as well. Was I going to get into blues? Was I going to get into world, which was coming up at the time, or reggae? My brethren, Neil, played for me Black Uhuru's Anthem. So that settled it right then and there. He had these amazing speaker stacks, and the dorms at the U of U were like these old concrete bunker type things. The sound really ricocheted. So hearing that album on his $1,000 stereo, at the time that was a lot of cash for stereo equipment, pretty much made me a reggae fanatic. Black Uhuru, What Is Life?